This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I say weekend edition because while we're heard on radio stations across the country on weekends, we also do Intelligent Medicine podcasts throughout the week, and you can listen to them via drhoffman.com. We got some great podcasts. This week, we talked to a representative of the Council for Responsible Nutrition about an effort by Attorney General Schneiderman in the state of New York to attack the credibility of supplement makers, claiming that herbal supplements really didn't work, that they don't even have any active ingredients, that they're full of toxins and potential hazardous materials. But this was based on a faulty methodology, and we drill down and discuss that issue. So check it out at drhoffman.com. And, of course, this is a week where there's lots of health news. There was the story about Dr. Oz, and this week he got in his program and issued a counteroffensive against his critics. 10 doctors have signed a petition to have him fired from Columbia University, where he's on the faculty of the Department of Surgery. And we'll talk about that in our second hour, so stay with us. Also, a big article that has a lot of supplement takers scared because it purports to show that supplements raise the risk of cancer, not that they prevent the risk of cancer, that they actually may increase the risk of cancer. We'll debunk that study in our second hour. But another thing that happened, and it was a little quieter event, but it is a big event nonetheless on the integrative medicine front, is that this week the FDA wrapped up a two-day hearing on whether or not homeopathic remedies should be regulated like drugs. What's up with that? Well, for those of you not familiar with homeopathic remedies, they're not ordinary vitamins and supplements. They're things that have funny names like arnica and calcfos and lycopodium. These are part of an ancient tradition of medicine that was actually a popular system of medicine in the United States in the 19th century. There was a homeopathic medical college where doctors were trained in homeopathy. It was called Hahnemann Medical School, named after the German founder of modern homeopathy, which is based on the notion that if you take a very, very diluted amount of something which is a toxin or potentially a disease-causing agent, that it can actually cure the condition that it induces when given in a material amount. Now, it sounds kind of weird, but it's a little bit like a vaccination, the notion that, cholera kills you, but if you take a tiny, tiny amount, you can confer immunity. And that's the basis of our whole science of vaccination. So that's what homeopathy is about. And I will tell you out front, I am not a homeopathic physician. Occasionally, I'll tell a patient, okay, fine, use a homeopathic remedy, but I am not a homeopathic physician for a couple of reasons. One is it really takes exquisite skill to be a homeopathic physician. It is very, very detailed and complicated. You have to study a long time because the remedies are, there are very many remedies, and it's really difficult because you have to spend a lot of time with a patient eliciting symptoms. Sometimes an appointment with a homeopathic physician lasts for a couple of hours, where you ask detailed questions about not just the condition the patient has, but all kinds of proclivities and characteristics that the patient has. You treat not the disease, but you treat the patient. And then you come up with, in classical homeopathy, a particular remedy. And for many patients have told me that it really has worked out well for them. So that's one reason I don't do homeopathy. The other reason I don't do homeopathy is I don't quite understand it. I have to say that I am of a modern scientific bent, and I don't quite understand how something that is so dilute, where there's could virtually, you know, by the laws of chemistry and physics, there's virtually nothing there, how that could possibly work. I mean, there are various explanations, but they verge on the speculative. And so let me just say about homeopathy that I'm not an atheist. I'm not a believer, but I'm an agnostic. I admit that, you know, it can work for some patients. And to me, one of the best aspects of homeopathy is that it engages the patient in a process of healing. It certainly can engage a placebo effect. And the placebo effect is something that is much maligned. Placebos are thought to be, forget about placebo. It's just a placebo. It doesn't really work. Well, placebos really do work. They engage a patient's internal healing resources. And homeopathy is really good at doing that, because after the detailed interaction between the doctor and the patient and the careful administration of a homeopathic remedy, many patients get better. And whether it's a placebo or whether it's due to some active principle in the medication, it's to the good. And the other nice thing about homeopathy is that it is non-toxic. It's non-toxic. The stuff is so dilute that, you know, even if it's actually one of the homeopathic remedies is called mercurium. It's a very, 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 very dilute form of mercury. And you might think, oh, my goodness, no mercury is good. But this is such a tiny amount that it's more the energy of the material mercury atoms that were once in the medication, sometimes diluted hundreds of times, hundreds and hundreds of times. So virtually nothing is left in the pill or in the tincture or the drops that you take. So in many cases, it helps patients avert taking medications which are futile or have themselves harmful side effects. And so it's kind of a paradox. On the one hand, they're saying homeopathic remedies are worthless because there's nothing in them. That's one contention. So, like, you know, let's get them off the market because it's all a scam. And on the other hand, they're saying they're dangerous. Well, what could be dangerous about something that doesn't have anything in it? So you can't have it both ways. There's nothing in it. So I guess it's harmless, right? No, they say it's dangerous. Why is it dangerous? Because it gets patients to believe that what they're taking is going to work instead of seeking, quote, proper medical attention. Well, unfortunately, proper medical attention results in over 1 million FDA-approved drug side effects each year. I think that's a gross underestimate. They say 1 million, including serious side effects such as death, over 100,000 deaths per year. And each year, 4.5 million Americans visit their doctor's office or their emergency room because of an adverse prescription drug side effect. 2 million other patients who are already hospitalized suffer the ill effects of prescription medications annually, and that's from an official compilation. So what's going on here? You know, other than the bureaucrats wanting to extend their control over this vast industry, well, part of it is it's competition. It's simply competition, because homeopathic remedies have a large market share, and manufacturers of potentially harmful over-the-counter things like Advil, Tylenol, think of aspirin, think of how many, you know, billions of dollars worth of that kind of stuff is sold. They would like to see homeopathic remedies eradicated, or perhaps available only via prescription, and that would level the playing field for them, so that patients would have no third option when they're looking for relief from their various symptoms which are often not easily treatable by conventional medicine. And sure, you know, like, it's irresponsible if you've got some kind of horrible condition, or your child has some horrible condition, your child has a fever of 106 and is having seizures, and you try to give them a homeopathic remedy. I can see that could be a problem. But the answer is not to take homeopathic remedies off the market or make them available by prescription only. It's to educate patients as to when the use of these natural agents is appropriate, when to hold and when to fold, when to seek conventional medicine answers. That's a better way to go than to regulate these products out of existence. 888-302-3684. Ready to take your phone calls on this beautiful spring afternoon. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Read my rebuttal to the Colorado Cancer Center study that suggests that supplements can cause cancer. You can check it out at drhoffman.com. It's the lead article for this week, and if you subscribe to the newsletter, you'll get articles like that every week in your inbox. All right, it's spring break time, and I guess it's time for Doctors Gone Wild. Is there any theme music for that? Doctors Gone Wild. All right. This happened in Great Britain, in the UK. A leading facial surgeon has been struck off. That's British for fired. After he punched a patient in the face repeatedly during treatment to correct a fractured cheekbone. The doctor, Professor Ninian Peckett, denied that he did the patient any harm. He said the unusual procedure did not cause any serious damage to the patient. He said, quote, "I'm not accepting that I punched the patient, but I am saying that I manually reduced the fracture because he was not fit for surgery." According to accounts of the incident, the patient, known only as Patient A, had suffered serious injuries in an industrial accident which required facial surgery. But 2 weeks, this hapless patient had an accident. He fell out of his hospital bed, and his cheekbone became displaced. Professor Peckett, who was working as an honorary consultant in oral and maxillofacial surgery, undertook the original surgery. And then when the patient fell out of bed and displaced a cheekbone, a colleague who was observing Professor Peckett's techniques was then instructed to hold the patient's head, whereupon the surgeon curled his hand into a fist, pulled it back around 6 inches, and struck the patient's face. There were gasps from others in the operating theater, and Professor Peckett's colleagues were left in a state of, quote, total shock. He made his hand into a fist, and he hit the patient in the face on the left side of the cheek. His hand was about 6 inches away. He applied about 10 punches like a boxer. He took aim and then punched. And, I don't know. Professor Peckett may have said, yes, this is an old technique we used in the field hospital at Anzio Beach back in 43. We didn't have any anesthetic then. And nonetheless, he is has been suspended from his duties at this hospital in northern England. They say that his conduct is fundamentally incompatible with continuing to practice medicine. Punching the patient, not permitted. Even though, this guy thought this is a good way to, it's like setting a bone. A few well-directed punches and the bone can be reset. All right, here's another story. This is from Long Island. See, in England, they have gun control and they're not armed. But here in the United States, we're packing. So doctors can create even more havoc. A respected Long Island cardiologist named Dr. Anthony Machetto. This is a celebrated case here locally where I broadcast from in New York. Tried to set fire to a rival's office after his partner defected and set up his own practice. There were two cardiologists practicing, and this guy's junior partner decided, I'm going my own way. And so he decided to set fire to his erstwhile rival's office. Well, that didn't work. He set fire to the office, but the fire was put out, so he didn't put his rival out of business. So he next turned to a criminal conspiracy to either beat up his rival for $5,000 or for $20,000 to have him killed. So he kind of backed out of the having him killed thing, but he did opt for to pay $5,000 to have him beaten and put in the hospital for a few months. The investigation then mushroomed into allegations of the sale of heroin, illegal possession of weapons, arson, and attempts to obtain dynamite to blow up the rival's building. Investigators searching Machetto's home a couple of weeks ago uncovered a hidden basement room with dozens of weapons, including a hand grenade, an AR-15 assault rifle, and replica Thompson assault rifle with illegal high-capacity clips. So, I get it why this guy was mad, because there's nothing as disheartening as when you take in a new doctor and you train the doctor and you go through all the trouble and the doctor says, well, I'm going out on my own and I'm going to, open up an office, across the street, and I'm going to compete with you for patients. So he got mad. Maybe it was a little over the top. But hey, just saying. I feel his pain. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Beets are a nutrition goldmine, rich in antioxidants, polyphenols, electrolytes, and dietary nitrates, which can help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. I know it's working because I feel more energy within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Call 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeats.com, 800-738-2198, or intelligentbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also, receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide proper intestinal balance, which goes way beyond optimizing digestion. It has a profound impact on virtually every system of the body. I'm an early adopter of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I personally take them every day, and I've been recommending them to my patients for over 10 years. I've long extolled the benefits of probiotics. A frequent focus of my health programs and wellness articles is the importance of the gut to overall health. I believe in Dr. O'Hara's because they combine a wide spectrum of beneficial bacteria with prebiotics that help the good bacteria establish a foothold in your GI tract. They're easy to take, well-tolerated, and convenient. They don't need refrigeration. Dr. Hira takes the centuries-long Japanese tradition of creating expert probiotic foods to the next level. They're the next generation of probiotics. Dr. Hira's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got a caller, Jill from Middletown, New York. Welcome.
Thank you, doctor. I wanted to know about the Vivel patch, whether it was a bioidentical estrogen and whether it's safe to take long-term.
Yeah. That's a really good question because, you know, we talk about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and sometimes you have to go to a compounding pharmacy to have something made up special. You know, the right dose, the right combination of hormones. There are really three estrogens. There's, you know, estrone, estradiol, and estriol. And so Vivel is a patch that delivers estradiol, which is a natural estrogen. Now, you may say, well, how could that be? Because the pharmaceutical industry only seems to make synthetic stuff, and there's a reason for the fact that they make synthetic stuff, is that you can't patent natural stuff. So you have to take the molecule and tweak it in some way, turn it into a patent molecule, because you can't put a patent on Mother Nature. So, but you can put a patent on the delivery system. So the Vivel patch slowly delivers, you know, you couldn't just take, you know, some masking tape or some duct tape and smear some estradiol on it and slap it on and make sure that it has the right characteristics to be absorbed slowly and deliver the exact amount. So the, what they do is they get the patent on the delivery system, on the patch itself, and therefore they can retain a monopoly on the process of the delivery system. But the estradiol in there is natural. And I, for some of my patients, the Vivel patch works fine. Recently, a woman told me that, you know, she's kind of strapped for funds. I prescribed natural topical hormone replacement therapy that was going to come from a compounding pharmacy. But then we wrote a letter to the insurance company. The insurance company rejected and said, look, I really can't afford this. What can I do? So I said, well, fine. You know, why don't you try the Vivel patch? It can be covered by your insurance company. At least it's natural estrogen. It's not maybe precisely what we want because we might want to use Biest, which is a combination of estradiol and estriol. It's okay. It's okay to use. Are you using it now? Are you feeling okay on it?
Well, I've been using it for a long time, and my doctor said he thinks I shouldn't be using it anymore. He's afraid of blood clots.
He's afraid of blood clots. Well, what are you at high risk for blood clots?
Not really. I have an occlusion in my eye. It was the only evidence of that. But
that would be a possible contraindication to taking the estrogen. But you know, as long as you don't have a really strong proclivity to have a pulmonary emboli or thrombophlebitis, blood clots in your leg, I think there's less risk. And besides, you can mitigate that risk by taking, you know, you could take a little aspirin, 1 milligram of aspirin. But better yet, you could take some gamma tocopherol vitamin E. You could take fish oil. You could take natokinase. These are some of the things that help to reduce the risk of blood clots naturally to enable you to take your estrogen. But, you know, sometimes we take women off estrogen after a while because it's no longer really necessary. It's a risk-benefit equation. You have to decide, is it necessary for your well-being? After
well,
a few
I
years,
have osteoposis, and I thought that might be
just,
helpful.
Just per se, having osteoporosis is not a reason to be on estrogen forever. You know, we could actually help the osteoporosis with other means, with things like Ostera, vitamin D, vitamin K, and possibly strontium. These can help. But, yeah, look, I mean, it's a case where you have to kind of weigh the risks versus the benefit, but 5L is fine. 5L is fine to use. You can absolutely use it. All right, let's take a look at a little potpourri of some of the important stories of the week. Women who sit too much have a higher risk of heart disease. We know that already. You know, they say sitting is the new smoking. But according to this new study out of Sweden, they looked at 29,000 Swedish women aged 25 to 64 who did not have cancer at the study's start, and the women were followed for about 25 years. And here's the scary part. Women who sit too much have a higher risk of breast cancer. Those at a sedentary job, and were not active in their work were 2.5 times more likely to be diagnosed with endometrial cancer and 2.4 times more likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer. So, the sitting really can take a toll. They actually say that you can somewhat counteract that by exercise, but having a sedentary job is really not beneficial. So it's a problem. All right. This one, coenzyme Q10 for Gulf War illness. Gulf War illness, a debilitating condition that has affected thousands of returning troops from the 1990-1991 Persian Gulf War. They have a unique combination of health challenges, chronic fatigue, headaches, widespread pain. It's a little like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome thrown together. Decreased cognitive functioning, brain fog, mood disturbances, GI illnesses. It is a bedeviling condition, and for a long time, the Veterans Administration denied its existence. All right, in a study published earlier this month, investigators at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine evaluated the efficacy of CoQ10 supplementation, and what they found was they gave these returning veterans a daily dose of either 100 milligrams or 300 milligrams of CoQ10. And after 3.5 months of treatment, a remarkable 80% of participants taking 100 milligrams of CoQ10 showed significant improvements in physical functioning. So that is pretty cool, and suggests that even a moderate dose of coenzyme Q10 could help to alleviate some. Why? Because it seems to work on the mitochondria, with the powerhouse of the cells. And when people are exposed to toxins, there is stress, free radical damage, and toxic damage to the respiratory chain, which is a delicate mechanism within the mitochondria. And coenzyme Q10 is something that acts as a powerhouse additive to the mitochondria, the energy-producing organelles within the cells. All right. This one's interesting because people have a heck of a time stopping smoking. And who would suspect that among the other benefits of omega-3 supplements, by the way, if you are a smoker, former smoker, you should take omega-3s because you're at higher risk for heart disease. But it turns out that omega-3 supplementation may help smokers kick cigarettes to the curb. These individuals were given a daily dose of 2.7 milligrams of EPA plus 2.0 milligrams of DHA for a month. And although they were never asked to stop smoking, after 30 days, those taking the omega-3s decreased their cigarette consumption. So it may have somehow an impact on brain function, reducing craving. It didn't necessarily make them stop cold, but it helped them to reduce their craving. So an unexpected benefit to taking fish oil, even if you are a smoker. I know the vast majority of you are sane and health-oriented enough not to smoke, but fish oil can help pave the path towards getting off cigarettes for those who are still on them. All right. When we return, we're going to take a special look at omega-3 fatty acids and the supportive role that they can play in efforts of people to optimize their weight. We're going to join sports nutritionist Dr. Christopher Marr for a special focus on omega-3 fatty acids. He'll answer some of our questions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We have a guest, and he is Dr. Christopher Mohr, M-O-H-R. He's a sports nutritionist. He's a PhD and a registered dietitian, and he's a nutrition consultant for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the Dairy Council, and he currently serves on Nordic Naturals Advisory Board. And he's got a great website at moreresults.com. Eat better, move more, maximize energy, and live fully. Welcome, Dr. Mohr. It's a pleasure having you.
Oh, what's happening? It's great to be here.
Well, first of all, you know, looking at your website, I know we're supposed to talk about common weight loss mistakes. But before we get into that, let's tackle this one head on. You feature an article on your website, which is great, at moreresults.com. That's M-O-H-R, I guess a play on words, moreresults.com.
Exactly.
Which the headline is, The New York Times Has It Wrong. And you tackle head on an article which got me kind of upset a couple of weeks ago by Anahad O'Connor, who seems to be, he's never met a vitamin or supplement that he likes, which claims, that, here's the headline, fish oil claims not supported by research. And he goes through that. I don't want to go through the whole lugubrious article, but he just tries to demolish all the claims of benefit of fish oil and says that it doesn't amount to anything, that the latest results are showing that fish oil is not beneficial. What say you?
Right. Well, you know, again, like you said, it seems strange that this author hasn't met a supplement that he enjoys or likes. And again, you can hand select any data you want and support or refute your purpose, your belief. The problem is they're not counting in this particular article from the New York Times. They're looking at a very select, hand-picked group of studies and discounting the other 20,000-plus studies that have been done on omega-3s as a whole. So, again, you do it that way, and sure, you could support your belief if you want that, you know, there's a couple studies that show that fish oil isn't as beneficial as some think. But on the flip side, there's thousands and thousands of others that do show there's major benefits from, you know, not cardiovascular health, brain health, and the list goes on.
Yeah, and several of the studies, I noticed they use like one fish oil pill per day, which is
right.
Not enough. And also, sometimes they use a fish oil pill per day in somebody who's taken a statin, a beta blocker, a blood pressure medication, and who's so sick that it's kind of like the Lazarus effect. You can't bring them back from the dead. You know, they're like way
right.
far gone. Maybe they should be looking at people 20 years before to see if they wouldn't get in such bad shape if they took fish oil.
Exactly, exactly. And in that you know, my blog that you had mentioned on our website, I mentioned a study because you brought up statins. There was one out of Japan, and it found a combination of the omega-3s plus a statin, if you wanted to go that route, produced a greater reduction in major coronary events, suggesting a mechanism independent of lipid lowering, so independent of the statin, that there's a benefit. And that's just one of many, many studies. Again, not that I'm who's a huge proponent of statins across the board, but that study showed that in combination there was an independent benefit to the omega-3s above and beyond the lipid lowering of the statins.
So you're basically saying the devil can quote scriptures to prove his point.
Exactly. You know, it's funny. You talk to, 10 different scientists, and, nine of them have one answer, one has the other answer, and it makes it confusing for the public. And I heard someone say once that they wish there were more one-handed scientists, and, looked at them with a kind of inquisitive look. They said, because they always say, nine studies show this, but on the other hand, one study shows this. So,
right.
Again, you just need to sort through the data, sort through the hype, because, again, there's you look at the abundance of the research, not just one or two studies that support your personal philosophy.
Okay. So just talking about weight loss, I mean, I take it you're a proponent of a low-carb diet because you are actually a nutrition consultant, full disclosure, for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yep.
What's the wrong with the notion that a low-fat diet is going to, no fat shall pass my lips, no fat shall reach my hips?
Right. And, to be honest, that, of course, we've, over the last several decades, we've seen the waves from the low-carb to the low-fat and, it's always an extreme. It's no balance at all. And, to be honest, I do work with, like you said, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and some other kind of protein-based or fat-based organizations. doesn't mean I'm against carbohydrates. I'm against junky carbohydrates. I think that, you know, we need to look at the balance of all of them. Fat is amazing for you when you look at the quality of the fat. So I think a good chunk, about a third of our calories, should come from high-quality fats. When we look at protein, I think protein should be in every single meal. Most data is now suggesting 20 to 30 grams, which is about the size of your hand when you're looking at animal proteins, for protein at every single meal. And then balance. I think that, you know, there's definitely a role for some grains and a lot of great data. Most people, you know, sit down on their bottoms most of the day. The last study I saw showed about 15 hours a day we spend sitting. So we don't need as many carbohydrates as most people are eating.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any evidence that the quality of fat in your diet can have an influence on your metabolism, that actually taking a fat supplement like fish oil could be an adjunct to a healthy weight loss program?
Certainly. And, you know, it seems counterintuitive. Oh, wait, I'm taking fat, and more specifically, I'm taking triglycerides to get leaner, lose fat. Actually, and one study comes to mind that came up that was published a few years ago now. It was a great, great, well-done study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, a very highly respected journal. And they actually did. They gave folks an omega-3 supplement, and everyone exercised regularly. The other group got a sunflower oil supplement, and that was the only difference between the groups. And what they found was those in the omega-3 supplement group, over 12 weeks, lost significantly more body weight, had a decrease in body composition as well. Now, a lot of times people say, well, of course, they were exercising. But the interesting piece was the people in the sunflower oil group who were also exercising did not have this same benefit. So it wasn't specific to the exercise, because compared sunflower oil to omega-3, what we found was the omega-3, again, lost. Those folks lost more body fat and had a lower body weight at the end of the 12 weeks.
So by an amazing coincidence, you know, not 20 minutes ago during the show, and I knew I was going to interview you, and I know that you currently serve on Nordic Naturals Advisory Board, I got this email. It's, "Hello, Dr. Hoffman." It's from Connie. "My mom, Shirley, is reading Silent Snow." I don't know what that is. I know what Silent Spring is. It's a book by Rachel Carlson. I presume Silent Snow is a book about environmental pollution. And in it, they talk about the impurities in the northern waters, the contamination of fish with PCBs, herbicides, mercury, etc. She has always purchased Nordic fish oils. I think she means Nordic Natural, because she writes it in capital Nordic. She didn't write natural. Nordic fish oils, believing they were pure. Now she isn't so sure. At 84, she doesn't have a computer, but she's an avid listener, and she wants to hear an answer. So here you are. So what say you about quality control with these kind of products? Some people are concerned about fish oil.
Certainly. Great, great question, and certainly a valid concern with, you know, you hear a lot about the waters and the contamination and so on. And, you know, one reason, so Nordic's been around for about 20 years now, and they're a brand leader in the industry for one of the reasons is their purity. And I don't want you to just take my word for it. Every single batch of Nordic Naturals fish oil there's a lot number on it when you buy the bottle. You can actually call up and get the Nordic Naturals. You can call them up. You can actually get an analysis on that particular lot number of oil to show you that it is free of mercury and all the other contaminants that you had mentioned. Certainly, I understand the concern for the contamination, because we hear about that with the fish that we eat a lot of times.
But it's highly distilled. They don't just take fish and then, you know, like squeeze the oil out of them.
Exactly. It is distilled. It is purified. It is cleaned. It is processed to make sure that all of those contaminants are completely eliminated for the end product, the end user. I believe in it so much. I have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. We've given it to them ever since they've been born, essentially.
Probably before they were born, they were getting it, because you gave mom, your wife, DHA supplements before.
Exactly. Yeah, she got it when she was pregnant, and then certainly when she was nursing, she was taking it. And then when our girls were old enough, they take cod liver oil every single day. They take a teaspoon of Nordic Naturals cod liver oil every single day. It is pure. There are no concerns at all. Like I said, and this is the analysis that you would get that I mentioned. That's a third-party analysis, so it's not you know, not my word for it, not the Nordic Naturals, you know, word for it. It is an independent lab analysis because, like you had mentioned, it's purified. It is distilled. All those impurities that may be in there are removed. And another thing that I think that helps with to make sure that there's less impurities to begin with is the fish that are used are anchovies and sardines primarily.
They're small fish.
In a lot of their products. And those are already small and low in contaminants.
Right.
And then
not like tuna or something, like long-lived fish.
Exactly. The smaller the fish, the less the contaminants, because they're not eating other fish.
So I want to mention that there's a terrific video called Our True North at www.nordicnaturals.com. It's truly a beautifully produced video, and it really will explain to you the process, the quality control there. And also for a free sample, please visit NordicNaturals.com. NordicNaturals.com. You can click on the free sample box in the lower right corner. It's a great product, and I recommend it to my patients. Any final words?
You know, I definitely think that everyone should take fish oil. I appreciate you talking to me today, but it is the one supplement. If anyone asks me, if I can only take one supplement, omega-3s are the way to go. They are